We'll start again the Mishnah Daf Pei Beis Amar Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. HaPesach Shiyotso Oy Shenitmo Yisov Miyad. The Pesach that was Yotso out of the Kloyim where it's supposed to be eaten, Oy Shenitmo became Tomei Yisov Miyad. Yisov Miyad is a din that you don't wait for Ibu Tzura. Ibu Tzura means you wait for it to change texture, to change face. It's a bizoyin to stamp burn kochim, but if it's something that's a psula goof, so then you burn it right away, you don't even wait. HaPesach Shiyotso Shenitmo Yisov Miyad, you don't wait. Unlike something like Nitmo Abaylim or Shemesu, if it's a Baylim, which is a Zaytik Psul, it's not a Psul in the Hefts of the carbon, the Baylim would become Tomei, or the Baylim died, so to Ubet Tzurosoi. So then you wait for Ibet Tzur, which is like Noisei, you wait for the next day. Now it happens to be the next day is Pesach, and Pesach ain't Sof and Kotchim Yotif, so you have to wait for 16th, which is the first day of Chalamoid. V'yisori b'shish osar. Rabbi Yechim and Broikoimer, Afze Yisori Miyad, V'yishen lo'ichlin Rabbi Yechim and Broikoimer, Mechadish Yargis and Tanikam, and he says, Ein loy bailam is a psul in the chefts of the carbon. Since achilas ma'akav nalakam nosan he holds that achilas a part and parcel of the carbon. So memela it's a psul in the chefts of the carbon. It's like the gufa carbon being posul like pesach shiyotzah shnitma. So that's why he holds yisar miyad even by mesu bailam or by nitma bailam. Now the Biskarov brings. Over here, it's brought down in Blazer Pachinsky, brings the Biskrov and it's brought down in stencils. That Rashi over here says, the Pesach Shenitma Shiyotzi Yisov Miyad is Barbosar. That means on the 14th, right away, that's when it's a Psula Guf. You don't have to wait for the morning. The morning would mean the 16th, because you can't ain't Sovin Kotchum Yontif. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnah, the Rambam Yad Chazoka says, like the Rashi also, but the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah says, we talk about the Psul Yotza is not the Yotza Chutz Lekloim of the ear where you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. It's talking about Yotza from the bias of the Chabura. That's the Psul Yotza. On Lel Tesvav, when you're eating the Korban Pesach with the Chabura, the Pesach by night, by the Seder, it's Yotza from the house, from the Chabura. And that's the Psul Yotza. But the Rambam Yad learns like Rashi. It's a Mechudosh Gepsul Yotze to say Yotze from the Chabura. Because that's where it's supposed to be eaten. Not Yotze from the beer from Yerushalayim.
You're allowed to go outside. It's Rashi Chumash. If it starts to rain, you're allowed to go in. You're inside, you're allowed to go outside.
But we're talking about that Yotze from the Chabura. The Chabura right now is over here. It left the premises of the Chabura and went to a different home. This is not the place where the Pesach is supposed to be. This Psul Yotze, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis calls a Psul Yotze. What's the pshat? And Rambam was chayz from this. So the Biskov explains there's two dinim in yoytza. There's a psul yoytza mitzad the carbon. That's called the psul in the gufa carbon. That's called the psul koydish. That's when it left the mokum where it's supposed to be. That's a regular psul yoytza. It leaves the boundaries, the kloim. That's called a psul yoytza in kochim. Mash enkein, when the carbon pesach leaves the premise of where it's supposed to be eaten, that's a psul in the achila. It's a psul yoytze mitzad the achila, because the achila, the minuyim, are in this home and not in a different home. That psul yoytze is a psul achila, but that's not the psul yoytze that we're referring to a psul kodesh. So that psul yoytze would be similar to, let's say, when you shecht an animal and the uber was hoytzi yodoy. So the din is, Gemara Chulin, that the shechita doesn't help on the uber. Why? Because it's a psul achila now on this uber, because yotze. This yoytze is a psul yoytze mitzad akila. That is not the psul yoytze of a psul in the kochim, a psul in the carbon, a psul of the carbon pesach itself, a psul kodesh. So Mamele the Rama was taka choyza like Rashi, that it's yudalad. So now we're going to have to find a posuk where it says that it's a psul aguf. Bishlem et tomei ksiv, v'abos hashiga b'chol tomei lo yo'ochel b'eish yisorif. If there's a posuk, so it's and this pasuk is talking about kochim kalim, which is like korban pesach. So mele we see clearly beishi sof eli yoytze menolon. How do we know psul yoytze? Tomei you have. How do you know yoytze is a psul aguf? Zogemar the chesivit says in the pasuk. This is the shakla v'tar between Moshe and Aaron. Hein lo huve es doma lakodesh pnimo. After Misas not the vaviu, so Aaron on the shemayn lemiluim he brought a seer of Rosh Chodesh. And instead of eating it, he burnt it. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss soon. He was an oinen, that's why he didn't eat it, even though he did avoida, Kohen Gadol does avoida, but he can't eat it. But he burnt it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim at the end, but he asked him, Hein lehuve es dom al kodesh pnimo. It's not that you brought it into the heichel inside, so memela, that's why it's considered like yoitza, just like you're not allowed to go out, you're not allowed to go in, if it's not supposed to go in. So Hein lehuve es dom al kodesh pnimo, omelei Moshe la'aron, madu alei chatzin zechatzis, why don't you eat it? Shema nichlas dama lifnai v'lifnim. Omalei lav. Omalei shema chutz mechitzos yotz. Maybe left out of the boundaries. Omalei lav. Bekoidesh oisa. Omalei. We're not talking about Korban Pesach. We're talking about the Shmini Lemiluim when he brought the
soil. The chutz you're talking about is chutz lemechitza. You said Rambam saying
everything has no. Wherever something is eaten, that's its mechitza. Wherever it's eaten, that's the mechitza. So the soil, the chitzoynes cannot be go pnima and they can't go out of the boundary outside. By the Korban Pesach, it's a mechutz shekadin. You're allowed to eat the whole Yerushalayim like Shlomim. Everything has its own mechitza. Wherever the makom achil is, that's where it has to be burned. Every korban has its own mechitza. Korban Pesach can be eaten in all of your slime. But lemaisa the chabura, that's a nudin, that's a din and achila. That's two different things. Zok di gemara. So again, why didn't you eat the chatos? Shemanichas damal lehav lefnim omle lav omle shema chutz mitzos yotza omle lav bekodesh oisa omeloi ibekodesh oisa. So Madua lo yachalta moisa. Michlal from here we can be medayik from the shakel v'taya. The nafka, if it would have gone out, inami ayel would have gone in doma lifnim basrefi. So we see, we ask the kasha. Bishleim tome v'abosa shiiga v'chol tome lo yachal b'ishi soref. So you have to be burned right away. It's a psul nechefza. How do you know yoitz is a psul from the shakel v'taya? Where Moshe Rabbeinu said that hein lo yehuvez doma. It wasn't brought out or in that it would be in Basrefa, mashma. That if it would have, it would have been Basrefa. So we see that Yoitze is Yisarv Miyad, the Psalm and the Chefza. Zokma Bishleim, and Nitma Golag Achman Bekotchim Kalim. Like we said, this Pasuk is by Kotchim Kalim. Vabose Shiga Bechol Tomei. So over there, it's Kol Shekein, or Huadin, two different Gitzois, Toises, Huadin Bekotchim Kotchim. Or Kol Shekein. Eli Yoitze, this Pasuk of iron is talking about Soyer, Shalchatos, Rashchoidish. On Shmini Limiluim, that's a Kotchim Kotchim. We're trying to bring a riot to Korban Pesach, which is Kotchim Kalim. How do you know that Yoitze by Kotchim Kalim is also Psul in the Chefze in Yisor Miyad? It's like the moral Yoitze Ashkim Kotchim Kotchim, Kotchim Kalim and Nolim, Vesu, another Kasha, Hora Tanya. We learned it in a Braisa. Lon. Lon. Domo, if let's say the dam was Lon, it stayed overnight. There's a Psulin on the dam. Pay base on base. Nishbach domo. Or let's say the dam spilled. Once it spilled, so now there's no zrika that you can do. So the bosser was never hutar. Yotze domo chutz kloyim over the dam and out of the kloyim. So the kaimlam besreifa, we know it's besreifa, but where do we know this from? Zogmo nafklam mid Reb Shimon. We know this from Reb Shimon. The tanya Reb Shimon oimer. Ba'akoydesh be'esh tisorif. This bosser says, v'cholchatz shuvah midom al oil moed l'chape ba'akoydesh. From here we learn not just that it's you have to burn it, but it has to be burned bakoidish. Bakoidish beichi sorif. Limit al chatz se srefosa bakoidish. So we see the srefa is bakoidish. Ain li yellow zubil vad, shab suli kotchi kotchim. How do you know other kotchi kotchim? Vemuli kotchim kalim in ayin. How do you know that they also have to be burnt? Zogdu gemara, where the mechitzas are different areas. Zog rashi, psule shah kotchim, shemichitzosim, bekashrusim, bazorah. Everything has different boundaries. How do you know it has to be burnt when it leaves its boundaries? We learn from Bekoidesh Be'eshti Sogev. Ashken Kotche Kotchim. Kotchim Kalam in Olon. Elo Kol Psuloi. And the Gemara makes that halacha Mesh B'Sinai. It includes everything. Kol Psuloi Bekoidesh B'Sreifa. Loishta Kotchim Kalam. Loishta Kotchim Kotchim. Gemara Gemigalo. It's halacha Mesh B'Sinai that anything that leaves its boundaries where it's supposed to be eaten is a psul yoitzen and has to be burned. Zog the Gemara, if that's the case, so what do you need to hold shakel v'taya, the pasuk of chatas of iron, if you have to say halacha Mesh B'Sinai? Zog the Meshmini Lemiluim with Moshe and Aaron where he said, hey, lehuva is domo. The chatas de Aaron, mishu maise shoya kach hoya. That was a maise shoya. That was a shakel v'taya. It was a maise shoya after Aaron lost his two sons. He was an oinen. So that was a maise shoya, but not that. That's the makar. The makar is halacha Mesh B'Sinai. Zog the malu talif ve'gabe ba'avu de omar. Afilu pigul ton ibetzuga. There's a shita that holds that pigul. There can't be a greater psul in the chefza of the carbon than pigul. When you have a machshava to eat it chutz is manoi. So pigul, where it's a psul aguf, there's a shita that holds rabba ravu that it still needs ibetzura. Now, if it needs ibetzura, he happens to learn it from noisa. If it needs ibetzura, so how does he know that it's burnt. After all, he says clearly that it needs ibitzura. Why does it need ibitzura? After all, it's a psula guf. It's not nichal de halach l'mesh b'sinai. Then it will be served miyad. Zogdu malam enolon yalif oven min noiser. Noiser by definition needs ibitzura. That's what noiser is. Noiser means it was left over to the next day. So who had in pigu? We learn oven by both of them. It says the word oven. Vanevish achelis ben avoyne tiso, and by noiser it says v'oichel avoyne yiso. So oven from noiser, just like over there it's ibitzura. So to pigu is nivet ibitzura. The only reason why you do ibitzura is that it shouldn't be bizarre in kochim. The etzim, you won't need ibitzura. By pigul, it's because of gzeres shava. You have gzeres shava, you have to dash in it. So you dash in pigul from noiser. All other kochim, alach hamash b'sinai. Ibitzura is only when it's not a psul de chepta, so it shouldn't be bizarre. So at least you wait till it changes face. Like this, you're burning it because it's spoiled, so to speak. Now the Gemara is a kasha. A different gzeres shava. Maybe learn v'nelef avoin michatas da'arim. Maybe learn from a different avoin. It says avoin by chatas of Aaron also. So if it says by chatas of Aaron, so where it says over there avoin v'oisa nasa lechem losses is avoin or eda. So Ebezer learned avoin from there, and chatas Aaron we know was burnt right away. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did you burn it right away? For the name of Avoin Michatas de Aaron, Omaloch, Chatas de Aaron, Ki Hai Gavna, Nabi Ibitzura Ledoiris Boyi. Meaning, Chatas de Aaron, we're going now, there's a real machlokes in the Gemara and Zvachim, is it because of Aninus that he was burnt? Meaning, Aaron was an Oinen? Or Laman de Oma made Tuma Nisrafa? It wasn't on purpose, but it became Tomei. So Ledoiris, such a Maisa would need Ibitzura. It was only in Hairah Shal Abay Bayom that Moshe Rabbeinu was masking, it says Vayita Be'enov, that over there was burnt right away. But Be'etzim, this type of psul would have need Ibitzura. So there's no oven you can learn from Chatzis Da'aran. Zog the Gemara, Chatzis Da'aran, ki agav nam Ibitzura ledoriz bohi, v'hosam Hairah Shal ha'isa. Zog the Gemara, ha'shadam gino ko psul de kodesh. B'sreifa, now that you say all psul kodesh is b'sreifa, lo ishto de kochim, lo ishto kochim kalim. So what about the pasuk that we said in the top of the Amud? Ba'kodesh, ba'esh, tisogef, lomali. What do you need this pasuk for? You have a halach l'mesh b'sinai. Zog demoga, ha'umi boyle, she'sefose ba'kodesh. You're learning out something else. Not the etzim fact that it's tone safer. That's halach l'mesh b'sinai. But where is it burnt? It's burnt ba'kodesh. That you learn from ba'kodesh, ba'esh, tisogef. Zok the Gemara, the pasuk that says that we brought an omer aleph. Va'abosa shiga b'chol tomei lo yochol be'eshi sogev. Over there we learned that anything that becomes tomei is burnt. Va'abosa shiga b'chol tomei lo yochol be'eshi sogev lomali. So what did he need that for? You have a loch l'mesh b'sinai. Ha'hu leguf itzrich. You need to tell me that a psul tuma is a psul aguf. Because that you wouldn't know. Maybe tuma is no shaykes to kochim. After all, chulim can also become tomei. Is that something that's specific to kochim? Habosa shiga b'chol tomei lo yochol be'eshi sogev lomali ha'ul guf itzrich. Sagdai t'chamina kol psul de kodesh. What's called the psul kodesh? Going lon domo. It's a psul in the cheft to the dam. The dam was left overnight. Nishbach domo. V'yotze domo. V'nishcha b'layla. The besreifa. The lace. The bechulin. All these things are relevant specifically to kochim. Mashenke chulin don't have a din. That is a nishcha b'layla. Not a shecht chulin b'layla. All these psulim are psulim kochim. So avon nitbo the bechulin nami mifsel. Chulin could also become Tomei. So, Eima, Hoyle, Bis, Abed, Bey, Uvdin, the Choyle, it's Uvdin, the Choyle, it's something that's negated to Chulin. Eima, Loite, Bey, Srefa, it's not as common, it wouldn't require Srefa. Vitiskele, be Kvura, and maybe Kvura will be sufficient. The Kvura is in order that someone shouldn't eat it, shouldn't touch it, shouldn't come into contact with it. So, Drashi, the first white line, Legoinzim in Ein, Shle, Chlu, Klovim. So, you don't want that, okay? But who says you have to Srefa? Komashalon, you need this posik. Of the Eish, Vabosa, Shiga, Bechol, Tomei, Leyoko, Beish, Yisorev. Even though it's not a psul in kochim, it's a psul in chulin. Now the question is, that's bothered by the mefarshim, what is it relevant, a psul tomei by chulin? After all, what is chulin nifsal? Chulin is allowed to be tomei. What's a psul in chulin? You're telling me it's not a psul in kochim, a psul in chulin. What is a psul in chulin? There's no psul in chulin. So some want to learn that this gemara just means that it's referring to truma and meiser. It's called chulin because klapik kodesh, truma and meiser is not allowed to become tomei. That's not irrelevant. But that's called chulin klapi kochim. That's one way of understanding the psul in chulin to become tomei. Another way is that chulin that became tomei, what does it mean it's a psul in the chulin? That you can't be makdish it. You can't be makdish chulin that's tomei anymore. So it loses the status of being able to makdish the chulin. Not the inyan chulin. There's no psul in chulin that etzim become tomei. It's a psul the inyan that you can't be makdish it. But upon him, there's a havamina that by chulin, habosa shiga b'chol tomei, since it's a psul that's negayat to chulin and not negayat to kodesh per se, so maybe you won't have a straight for kamashu, need a special posik. Zok the Gemara. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. He started to come machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha is of the opinion, and he says, "Af zeh yisorim miyad v'shein la'oichlin." If the bialim are out of the kamish because either they're mesu or nitmu, so the bialim not being able to eat it is a psul in the chepta of the carbon, because carbon pesach the ik is achila, unlike other carbonas where the kapara is the ikar, the achila is the ikar. So not having lack of bialim is a psul in the chepta. So mele yisav miyad. Tanakama says no, that's a zaitik psul. That's not nitma doma, nifsal doma, all these other nishka balayla. This is a zaitik psul. So mele it's tuba tsugosoi. It's a bizoyin to burn it right away. You have to wait till it changes face. Zok the gemara, Omer Rav Yosef. Machloikas shenit mubailim achas rika. This machloikas of Yechim Broik and Tanakama is that the bailim became tomei after the zrika. That means at the time of the zrika, the ischazi bosa lachila. At the time of the zrika, the bosa was roi lachila by bailim. So then, over here, since it was roi, so mele Tanakama holds that it's a zaita kapsul because the etzim, it was roi. There was a time that it was roi. So it's a zaita kapsul. The karma was roi. But if the bialim already became tomei before his zrika, the lo ischazi bosa lachila, then even according to Tanakama, he would agree because it's not going lachila because it's ready before the zrika is nitma. Divga hakla yisorim miyad. Even according to Tanakama, it would mean it's like a psula guf. Frek ma kasha meisvei. I'll ask you a kasha on this. Zeh klal kol she psula begufoi. If it's a psula guf, yisorim miyad. Bedam ubebailim. Now we're comparing dam and bailim as one. Psul aguf is yisor miyad. Bedamu bebailim, tuba tsurosoi. Then you wait for ibetur. That's Tanakama Shita, bebailim. Now, v'yetz lebeis asrefa. Kotoni bailim dumi de dam. Now, a psul in the dam has to mean that it's before the zrika. Because a psul in the dam is only before the zrika. After the zrika, it's already passe. There's no dam anymore. So, kotoni bailim dumi de dam. Ma dam lifnei zrika. Just like by dam, it's a psul lifnei zrika. And we call it tuba tsurosoi. So, av bailim lifnei zrika. Dam is different than a psul aguf. Over here, in this member, we're saying that dam is not like sniffs of a gufoi. But dam and bailim, it's tuba tsurosoi. So just like dam is lifnei zrika, av bailim lifnei zrika, and it says clearly that Tanakama does not agree. This is Tanakama Shita. It says tuba tsurosoi, even though the bailim became tuba lifnei zrika, not like we just finished saying that Machlok Rav Yosef wanted to say that by nitma lifnei zrika, Tanakama would agree that it's a psul aguf. So Gemara, you have to change. Ella yitma hochi yitma. Machloikas shenit mubailim lifnei zrika. The machloikas goof is when the tumah took place before the zrika, meaning the lo yischazi bosa lachila, where it's not roi at all. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan Broicha kicks in and says that it's a psula goof because it was never roi. The havalek psula begufoi. Aval nit mubailim lachas zrika. But if it be nitla after the zrika, then the yischazi bosa lachila, that it's roi lachila at one moment, b'shas ezrika, it was roi still, even Rabbi Yochanan Broicha would agree that it's not a psul aguf, because it was it's external psul, because it was a time that it was roi. The ischaz ebos lachila, divra hako psula machmas dova acher, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan Broicha, it would need an ibetzuga, uboi ibetzuga. That is the elohochi itmar. That's how Rav Yosef learns. However, zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the machloikas is also after zrika. Napshat only after zrika, but lifnei zrika. Then Rabbonin agree that it's a psula guf and it's yisor miyad. No, af lachas zrika machloikas. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha holds bein lifnei zrika, bein laachas zrika. It's a psula guf even after zrika and it's yisor miyad. And Rabbonin holds that even if it's nitma lifnei zrika, it's still called a zaitik a psul, and memela needs ibetzura, and that's a huad din lifnei zrika. It will be ibetzura, and that would be the brisa that we had before that bedamu bebailim yisoy boy ibetzura. And that's how Tosis learns Rabbi Yochanan. Zogt Teisa Dibar Maschil La'achas Rika Machloikas. The small Dibar Maschil Pirush that af la'achas Rika. The Machloikas is also after Rika, but also before Zrika. The Dafke, if it's only after Zrika, then Bedamu Bebailim Akatonu, then who would that be like? But since it's also after Zrika and also before, so that Sugi of Bedamu Bebailim is Taka according to the Rabbonon. That Bedamu Bebailim, even if there's Zrika, it would be considered that it needs Ibetzura. And that's the Machloikas of Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. So we have Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that says that the Machloikas is also after Zrika, that Rabbi Yochanan Breika holds that it's a psul in the Cheftza, and it's even though it was Roy at the time of the Zrika, it's a psul in the Cheftza, even though it was Roy Bishah Zrika, even if it's Nidma after the Zrika. Achil is an integral part, and Mamela it is Ton Tzrefa and without Ibetzura. V'oz Rabbi Yochanan Tameh is Rabbi Yochanan Shitosoi. They both hold that Nitma after the Zrika is a psul in the Chevtza and it does not need Ibetzura. Where is Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei that Rabbi Nechemya holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuka? Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuka hold Amoron that he says even after the Zrika still it does not need Ibetzura and it's Yisrael Miyad. Rabbi Nechemya Mayi, the Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Mipnei Aninus Nisrafo. Back to the story of Moshe and Aaron, the reason why it was burnt is because Aaron was an Oinon. After all, his two sons died, so he was an Oinon. And Lokach Nemar Koele. That means as follows, that the reason why it was burnt is because of Aninus. And that's why Aaron said Koele. Koele means that Aaron told Moshe, the Pasuk says, Vaidaber Aaron al Moshe, Hein hayoy mikivu es chatosim es elosim lefnei Hashem, Vatikrona oisi koele, and I became an oinon. Vachalti chatos hayoyim, hayite b'ein Hashem, would it have been good if I would have eaten the chatos when I'm an oinon? Avadanisht. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. Now, that means the reason why I was burnt, because I was an oinon. Not because of tumah, because I was an oinon. Vohaninis kalachas rika hava. What's aninis? Not true. It's true that Nadav Avihu died before the Zrika. They died before. But the psul of being an oinon is considered like after the Zrika. Why? Zog Rashi Dibar Maschil V'Aninus, Kalachas Riku, Shafilu Meisu Nadav Avihu Lifnei Zrika. Even if they died before, Ein Azrika Nifselis Bekach. The Zrika would not be a problematic. The Chatas Ledami LePesach. Chat is not like Pesach. Why? The Ikra L'Achila. By Chat, by Pesach, the Ikra is L'Achila. So I get it. So that even the Zrika is a problem. It's considered a psul before the Zrika, because they died before. And since by Pesach the Ikke is the Achila, so it's an avoided that would be not also for an Oinen to do. Mashenga by Chatos, the Ikke is the Kapora, not the Achila. An Oinen, a Kohen Gadol, could be Makriv. So the Maisa Zrika and the Shchita and the Zrika that he's doing is not a concern, the fact that he's an Oinen. So it's like a psul after Zrika. Because the fact that I'm an Oinen besides the Zrika doesn't hinder it, because if it would be like a Pesach, where the Ikka is the Achila, then you can't do the Zrika, because that's the Ikka purpose of the carbon, in order to eat. But since Chatas, the Ikka is the Kapara, so the Maisa Zrika doesn't hinder the fact that I'm an Oinon. Zog Rashi, the Ilu Chatas, the Chashin lo Eichlin Dido, the Le Kapara Asya, Vako Yisrael Shoyguin, Vim Ipnei Shekiru Baninos, the Etzim Akrova, Venifslo, the Oinon Shovat Chila, that's a regular Oinon, that's a Hedjet. Kim Aaron Atzmoy, the Kaimalon Koin Gol, and Makriv Oinon, Veina Oichel. So since the Koin Gol is Makriv, but he's not Oichel, so the Chatos, the fact that he's an Oinon, is a Psul, the Lachas Rika. Aninus is like there was a Shasa Koicher, it's like an external Psul because it's after the Zrika, not before the Zrika. The Chisaron of being an Oinon is not a Chisaron in the Zrika. Because you're allowed to be Makriv Baninus as a Koin Gol, just you can't eat it. Now, he burnt it right away. But the point is, he burnt it because of the aninus, and there's a psul achazrika. So we see, like Rabbi Yochanan Breuka, that even achazrika, it's yisor miyad, he burnt it right away. The tanik of chem yoyim v'aninus disrefo, l'kachnema ka'ele. Meaning, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, the avoida I was able to do, because the koin gol is makriv oinen, but avada I can't eat it, because the oinen can't eat. So memela, that's why Taka burnt it, and I did not eat it. Ka'ele, I should eat. Avada, and Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to that. So, Kaponim, we see that you have over here something that's a psul after the Zrika, because the fact that it was an Oinu was not a problem in the Maisa Zrika. It was only a problem in Achila, and yet he burnt it right away. So we see a Psula Achaz Zrika is Yisar Miyad without Ibetzula. The same Yisar, the same Shita, like Rabbi Echim Breuker, that La Achaz Zrika, it's still Yisar Miyad, and we don't say needs, it requires Ibetzula. Zag Gemara Va'aninus Kal Achaz Zrika Have V'chi Yistaruf La Alter Yisarif V'Vistaka burnt right away. Zog the Gemara, Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Moisef, Af Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi is Moisef to this list, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Rabbi Yochanan Breuker and Rabbi Nechemi that hold that a Psula Achazrika is still Yisar Miyad. Rabbi is Moisef, also Rabbi Yosi Aglili to this Rishima. Rabbi Yochanan not, but Rabbi is Moisef, also Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why? Zog the Gemara, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Oimer, Kola Inyan Kula, Eina Medaba, Ela Beporam HaNisrofin, Uvisirim HaNisrofin. The Gemara in Zvachim says that this pasuk of Kol Chata Sheyuva Midoma Be'eshi Sarev. So the Rabbanon over there in Zvachim Daf Pei learn that this is referring to Chata Sachitzoina that you brought Doma Lifnim, and the Psula is because it's supposed to be outside and you brought it inside, and that's we have to burn it for. On that, Rabbi Yosef Aglili argues and says, no, we're talking about Chata Pnimiyos, like a Pahelam Dova Shel Tzibur. These are Chata Pnimiyos. And the problem is, why is it Yisarev? Because Nifsala B'yotza. It because it went outside. It's supposed to be inside. It's a Chatzah Pnimiyos. It went outside. So the Chiddush is that you have to burn it Bebeis Abira and not out of the Gimel Machnois. So that's one thing that's coming to tell me. It's coming to tell me that Beporam HaNisrofin, you see on Nisrofin, that Lisrof Psulein HaBeis Abira, you have to burn it in HaBeis Abira. And another din it's coming to tell me, V'litin lois say al achiloson, that the chatzah primius, regular kosher chatzah primius that you eat, instead of burning it, you're oiv on the lav, litin lois achiloson. So omru loi, so the Chachom said, chatzah shenichlas doma lifnai v'lifnin minayim, what about a chatzah chitzoyna that goes inside, how do you know it has to be burnt? Omru lehen, and that the Rabbi Yosef Aglili answered, Hey loy huves doma la kodesh pnimo. The pasuk of Aaron with Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says Hey loy huves doma la kodesh pnimo, bichlal di nofik, that if it goes pnimo, so inami ayel doma, then it's chay b'sreifa. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is of the opinion that even the zaitik psul, meaning the psul of the dam, you serve miyad. The dam is a zaitik psul. It's not in the heft of the carbon. So and yet he holds that the dam is considered yisar miyad. So we see clearly that he holds that even a psul de la achazvika, it's yisar miyad, because over here he holds that the dam would be nisraf miyad, and that's the same shita. And that Gemara says, no, Rabbi was Moshe Rabbi Yosef Aglili, but Rabbi Yochanan did not consider Rabbi Yosef Aglili to be similar to Rabbi Yochanan Breuker and to Nechemia. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan sovar, dam ubosar chadamilsi. Dam and Bosor is taka chadamilsa. That's in the heft of the carbon. That's not a zayt gezach. That's like the Bosor itself, the dam itself. Mashenkin baile milsachiti. When I'm being mechadish, then Rabbi Yochanan Breuker and Mechami is one shita, that's when you have a zayt gepsul, it's still yisor miyad. Because the baile, even though it seems external, but lemaisa, the achil is an integral part, so it's yisor miyad. So mebele, the chiddush I'm saying, as even by bailim, yisorif miyad. But that which you found, that Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, that by dam and bosor it's yisorif, that's different than bailim. I'm saying my din dafka by bailim, and mebele, dam and bosor would not be the same category, so he's not moisiv Rabbi Yosef Aglili. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah and Pei Gimel Aleph.